was toppled months ago, but news of Gaddafi's death brought euphoria to the streets of Libya. For a while, it was unclear whether or not he was dead, but as gory pictures emerged of his bloody body being dragged through Misrata, Libya's new Prime Minister confirmed the news.
We announced to the world that Muammar Gaddafi has been killed on the hands of the revolutionaries. And Gaddafi's tyranny and dictatorship has been finally ended, and this chapter has been closed for Libya and for all the world.
The dictator who ruled for 42 years was reportedly found in a tunnel in the town of Sirte. One fighter claimed Gaddafi begged not to be shot. For the rebels in what was the former leader's final stronghold in this long and bloody civil war, his death is the ultimate symbol of liberation. Outside number 10, David Cameron said it was a day to remember all of Colonel Gaddafi's victims over the years.
Those who died in connection with the Pan Am flight over Lockerbie, to Yvonne Fletcher in a London street, and obviously all the victims of IRA terrorism who died through their use of Libyan Semtex. We should also remember the many, many Libyans who died at the hands of this brutal dictator and his regime.
The fate of two of Gaddafi's sons, Saif al-Islam and Motasim, as well as some top figures of his regime, remains unclear. Their father's body is now reportedly lying in a mosque in Misrata.